back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Getting back to that solicitation by the House Republicans, Republican Congressional Campaign Committee. There's a Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. So one's the DCCC, the other one's the RCCC. The RCCC, the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, has put out, you can Google this thing, you won't believe it, they Google a solicitation for money. Okay, that's fairly common. They use Trump's name, even though he claims he told them not to. He's not squirming too hard. He wants that nomination in 2024. But what is unbelievable is in very bold letters, they pre-check a box that says this is a recurring donation. So in other words, if you give $100, they're going to nick you, depending on what it says, every week or every month, for $100. And then it says, quote, "We need to know that we haven't lost you to the radical left. If you uncheck the recurring donation box, we'll have to tell Trump you're a defector and sided with the Democrats." That's what it says. Google it. Google it. This is on their solicitation. "We need to know that we haven't lost you to the radical left. If you uncheck the recurring donation box, we'll have to tell Trump you're a defector and sided with the Democrats." Now, that is so pathetic. I mean, that is so cold and pathetic. Let's unpack this a little bit. If I get that, even if I'm a Republican, I delete it, the whole thing. I don't contribute anything. And what, are they going to rat to Trump and say, of the 5 million people we sent it out to, this guy didn't do it? You know, he's done it in the past. Well, no. And they're not going to do it anyway. But what they're saying is some vulnerable older people usually, or people who are true believers, they tremble and they say, oh, we don't want Trump to know that I sided with the Democrats. And they don't uncheck the box. I mean, think about that. They don't uncheck the box. And, you know, scams don't work with everybody. You know, when you get a phone call or an email saying that a Nigerian oil minister has stolen a lot of money and he wants you to have half, most people delete it, but some people don't. They end up giving bank account information. There are other scams, you know, charities. You'll get something. Some guy in a thick accent says, you've cheated Social Security, send me a grand right away. That kind of stuff. Most people don't pay attention, but there's an occasional person who does that makes it profitable. But this isn't just Trump. This isn't just Marjorie Taylor Greene. This is the Republican Congressional Campaign Committee, which is ultimately under the control of Kevin McCarthy, the minority leader, with a pre-checked recurring donation box that says, "We need to know we haven't lost you to the radical left. If you uncheck the recurring donation box, we'll have to tell Trump you're a defector and sided with the Dems." Now think about it. What? Okay, I gave $100, so I defected the Dems, but I'm not willing. I can't afford to do it every month or week. It's pathetic. It's really pathetic. I frankly think it's not illegal because they're not threatening you with criminal prosecution, but they are threatening you to essentially make the leader that you worship feel bad about you or not like you. It's beyond pathetic. If I got something like that, well, I'm not a Republican for a lot of reasons, and that's one of them. This is very tawdry, very weird. I can't imagine what Republican, you know, somebody in the Republican Party is a conservative and owns a company gets something like this. How does he react? I mean, come on, give me a break. Give me a break. Actually, I've yelled, give me a break quite a bit. Nobody gives me a break. No Republican gives me a break. Evan gives me a break. this is great. Okay. The Joint Finance Committee, run by Voss, you know, is loaded almost 3-1 Republican Democratic, gerrymandered, illegitimate, a rump committee of vandals. That's all it is. But they just approved legislation that would let Voss decide how to distribute COVID spending. Okay. Now, that has no chance. Obviously, it passed party line. Republican, Democrat, the Republicans will vote for anything. But Voss has no chance of having that happen. It is going to be vetoed by Tony Evers. But here's the sad thing, and they do not have a veto-proof majority, even a gerrymandered veto-proof majority. But think about this: if Walker were governor, he'd sign it. He would have signed it. And this thing has a lot of things. The bill about how they'd spend it, how Voss would spend it, that's against the law. One of them, there's a clear prohibition that said the states can't grab this money, use it to lower their taxes, and then not spend any more money on COVID relief. Otherwise, why is there a COVID relief bill? And this one says we're going to grab the money and put it to taxes, and we're not going to spend it the way it was intended. Well, no, we're not going to do that. They're going to sue. Republicans have already said they'll sue and say that Voss is the one that should distribute it through the Republican Party. There is no federal court, including the U.S. Supreme Court, that's going to say that if you are distributed a portion of $1.9 billion that has the governor decide, that somehow that's illegitimate. The governor is elected by a statewide vote, a legitimate election, and so it's not going to work. But I cannot believe, you know, not only is there a sense of shame, there's not even a sense of restraint in the Republican Party, where they will do any atrocity, you know, and thumb their nose at people, at reasonable people, knowing they can get away with it. There are some Republicans who have stood tall. Guy I hadn't heard of before, Georgia Lieutenant Governor Republican Jeff Duncan. Jeff Duncan. He came out the other day and he said, these restrictive voting laws in Georgia, the bad ones, you've heard about them, restrictive voting laws, they came about because Rudy Giuliani came into the state and lied about election fraud, scared everybody. He talked to the legislature and they believed him. Now, to hear Jeff Duncan, the Lieutenant Governor of Georgia, say that is very refreshing. And it's true. I don't believe it entirely, however. How stupid are those legislators down there? How stupid are they? Guy like Rudy Giuliani comes down, who's under criminal investigation for felonies in connection with the Ukraine matter and other things. He just walks out of Borat, subsequent movie film, and he's on a bed with holding himself, you know. And this guy says, oh, there's fraud. You think there's some lantern-jawed cretin in the Republican gerrymandered majority there who says, hey, wait a minute, that sounds a little strange. I don't know. Okay. Coming to the end of the show. Great show. Back same time, same place tomorrow. Evan, great job producing. I appreciate it. Stand by for some great, great programming. Stephanie Miller, Tom Hartman, Devil's Advocate with Diamond Crude, Earl Ingram, Jeff Santos, Busted Pencils on Tuesday. On the weekends, you have Ask the Builder, Al Bachman. You have Sharp Elbows, Let's Get Local. My man, Pizza Box Mike, Outside the Pizza Box. Outside the Pizza Box. Max Inc. Radio. Great programming. Matt Flynn Direct signing off. Back same time, same place tomorrow.